Would you please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be forever acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I'd hate to ask any of us to perjure ourselves before God or before our church family. So I will simply phrase my question like this. I wonder if any of us have ever bought something or received something or done something about which we wanted to brag, but even as we were bragging, we wanted to appear simultaneously humble and vaguely religious. So you don't have to raise your hands. I'm just assuming that there's some of you out there. I will count myself in that number. Well, lucky for you, thanks to the advent of social media, we are able to do just that with this. I introduce to you hashtag blessed. Now, for those of you who don't know what a hashtag is, it is essentially a topic marker that you can add to any social media post. You can add it to a post on Facebook. You can add it to a tweet on Twitter. You can attach it to a photo that you upload onto Instagram. And what happens when you attach this topic marker to your post, anybody who searches this topic online, your post will come up, and all the posts associated with this topic will come up. So if you were to hop on Instagram this morning, you would find that there are almost 51 million people out there who have uploaded photos of things that they believe that they have been blessed by. So I thought it might be interesting just to go through a couple social media posts to see what God is doing in the world for us. So our first slide, we have, this comes from a Twitter user called Broncos Selfie. Now Broncos Selfie is not one to brag, but he just wants to share with the world that God has blessed him with primo seats at this year's Super Bowl. Bronco Selfie is hashtag blessed. Our next slide is Twitter user Jocko Kleinsmith. Now, Jocko is not one to boast, but he just wants to share with the world that God has blessed him with his BMW that he picked up this afternoon. Jocko wants the world to know that he is hashtag blessed by God. Next up is Twitter user Donatella. Donatella is not one to show off, but she just wants to share with the world that just this afternoon God has blessed her with this brand new Michael Kors handbag that she is adding to her already extensive purse collection. Yes, Twitter user Donatella is hashtag blessed by God. Next up, we have Twitter user Max Kellerstein, who, again, Max is not one to gloat. He just wants to share with the world that God has blessed him with this vacation to Bali, where he's sitting and drinking a margarita and overlooking a tropical forest. He's not gloating. He is just sharing with you that he is hashtag blessed by God. And last, but not least, we have Twitter user Lori Wyant, she's not one to be braggy herself. She just wants to share with the world that both her husband and her Valentine's Day are better than yours. She wants you to know that she has been blessed by God with a great husband who is romantic and gets her lots of gifts. Oh, I never went there. Sorry, guys. Oh. This is Lori Wyant's tremendous Valentine's Day. Cards and chocolates and all sorts of things. Romantic poetry. It's amazing. So what does this little tour through the Twitterverse tell us? So there's a theology at work here. There's an understanding of God alive in these tweets. And it's quite simple. It says that God loves me And therefore, God has given me this awesome stuff. God loves me, and so God has made it possible for me to buy all this awesome stuff. All right, Twitter, we'll take that. But if we extend that theology just a little bit, you could easily say that, you know, if you can only afford a 1993 Honda Accord and not a BMW, that maybe God loves you a little bit less. If you're sitting kind of in the back row at the Super Bowl, or worse yet, if you had to watch the Super Bowl on your TV at home, the next logical step says that God loves you not quite as much as that person who had those primo seats. So we can extend this theology just a little further, and we're not even stretching it here. And you could actually, in the negative side of this theology, would actually say that if something bad happens to you, if you get into an accident, if you suffer illness, if you are stuck in the middle of a natural disaster and your house gets blown away, this theology would say that God either doesn't like you or you did something to tick God off and you pretty much deserve what you got. That is the theology that is alive and well on Twitter. So Jesus has a couple things to say about this theology in today's passage from Luke. So as he's speaking to this crowd of thousands, a couple people come up to him and they lift up this story about several Galileans who were killed in cold blood by Pilate. And they're apparently coming to Jesus looking for him to interpret the situation, to look at the situation and tell them, where is God here? And Jesus has this to say. He says, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." Tragedy happens, says Jesus. Tragedy just happens. And it is not because these Galileans were particularly bad sinners. It just happened. And he goes one step further and he says, and you need not to worry about their sins. You should instead focus on your life and transforming your own life. But then he also expands this line of thinking in the next couple of verses, and Jesus recalls this freak accident that happens. He says, "Do you remember the 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them? Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Freak accidents just happen, says Jesus. It's not because God is punishing anybody. It just happens. And instead of focusing on what those people did to cause that bad thing to happen, you need to pay attention to your own life. Transform your own way of living in the here and now. So this first section of Luke 13, Jesus pretty much dismantles Twitter's idea that things happen to bad people because they deserve it. And with the second half of this passage, Jesus kind of attacks the positive aspect of Twitter's theology, the part that says God gives good things to people who deserve it. He says this, he tells the parable of a vineyard owner who walks into his vineyard and he sees this tree that hasn't had a fig or that hasn't grown any fruit in 3 years. And he says to his gardener, "Cut it down." The gardener says, "Well, let's give it one more year. We'll put some manure on it, and we'll see what happens. And if it doesn't bear any fruit next year, then and only then, should we cut it down." And then the parable just abruptly stops. Jesus offers no profound interpretation of it. So if we're going to take it at face value, I think we can take away from this parable this message. Just because you haven't been cut down doesn't mean that you're bearing fruit. Just because you haven't been cut down doesn't mean you're bearing any fruit. Just because you happen to be able to buy a BMW or buy a Michael Kors purse or travel to Bali doesn't mean that you're doing the world any good. It doesn't mean that you're serving God with your life. It just is. So with that, Jesus seems to undo entirely Twitter's entire conception of what it means to be blessed by God. Which begs the question of, what then does it mean to be blessed? Luckily for us, Jesus provides a pretty long list of the kinds of people that are blessed in the Beatitudes. So I'll just lift up to you this list that Jesus provides in Matthew 5. These are the kind of people who Jesus says are blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who are hungry and who rather hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Now upon hearing that, you may be thinking, as am I, God, maybe you just keep your blessings to yourself. I don't want them in my life. But scholars and theologians and preachers divide these Beatitudes up in a lot of different ways. But the way I'm going to divide them up today is that here Jesus is saying that there are two kinds of people that are blessed by God. You are blessed by God if you recognize your need for God's love in your life, if you are poor in spirit, if you're in mourning, if you are meek, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness. Then you are blessed by God. And also blessed by God are those who make God's love a living reality in the world around them. Those who are merciful, those who are pure in heart, and those who are peacemakers. And those who do those works of love no matter what the consequences may be. Those kinds of people are # blessed by God. So just some examples from the life of our church in the past couple weeks. I think I can easily say that if you lift a neighbor who is struggling with some sort of illness, if you lift them up in prayer in your church community, I'm going to go ahead and say that Jesus might say that you are making his love a reality on earth and that you are # blessed. You know, if you take a couple hours out of your week to help make a meal for some homeless kids down the road who are just trying to change their life and get into permanent housing, I'm going to go ahead and say that Jesus thinks that you are # blessed. If you raise kids who they're out shopping, happen to see some jackets on sale, and so they buy them for their neighbors who are sleeping on the ground at night, we'll go ahead and say that Jesus thinks that you are # blessed. If you're in the middle of a busy week and you have a neighbor who lives alone and doesn't get out a lot, so you take time to give them a call because you know that they could use a friendly conversation, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you are making God's kingdom of love a reality, and in doing so, you are # blessed. And so it is in the spirit of Jesus and not in the spirit of Twitter that I say this to you. May you have a # blessed week. Amen.